Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
I'm an 80s born 90s baby, okay? So I have godparents, but they live in Philly. I don't get to see them as often now that I'm 36 and I have my own children. They have never met my children. And I don't feel like we're as close as we should be now that I don't need another adult to take care of me and my parents passing, because I feel like that's the main point of what godparents are for. But do my kids have godparents? Technically, no, my children do not have godparents. But in my mind, not on legal paper documents signed and notarized, but in my mind, if I passed away, I know that Ari's father would completely take care of Ari and she'll be in good hands. If I pass away, who would take care of Anya legally? I don't have anybody set legally on documentation to take care of Anya. I know my mom would want to take it on, but my mother is 70, right? Her father is not a father. He's just a body floating in the wind, wasting his time running away from growing up. And I would not want him to legally have custody over Anya because he can barely take care of himself. So technically, yes, I should have someone set in place just in case an emergency happened on paper. So it's just an easier transition for Anya to be taken care of. But I know my brother would want to step up and do it. A good friend of mine, Pops, but he's in a whole nother state. There'll be a way big of a transition for him and for Anya. I'm supposed to go see him this summer. For his child's first birthday. So I'm sure we'll discuss it. But that's what the point of godparents were, is like two people that you deem great in character, who will respect and raise your child and take care of your child and guide your child as best as possible to become a great adult in your absence. That is the whole point of godparents, right? And in case you aren't able to be around, these are the people you select to be guardians for your kids. And a lot of people don't have it legally set up. It's an unsaid, sometimes religious honor to pick godparents, usually at the baptism of your child, if you're in a Christian religion or a Catholic religion. That's who goes to the baptism with you. But I just believe that godparents should help encourage our kids. It's like a mentorship with who you respect, with your family. And both parents should respect and want these people to be the godparents. It shouldn't be, oh, I don't want them to be the godparent and one parent wants them. It should be something known. This is who this person is. This is why I think this is a great idea, just in case an emergency happens. And you would be surprised of how many.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Many parents do not want to discuss emergencies. There are so many parents who do not want to discuss what may happen, what could happen, and they don't want to prepare for it. And you have to prepare for it because life happens. You could be the best driver on the road and someone decides to get drunk at 8 a.m., while everyone's driving to work and they speed right into the side of your vehicle and that's it. You could be on a flight. It's like your 2000th flight in your life that you're on. Regular day, pilot, everything seems regular and then some emergency happens and that plane goes down. Who do you have in place to take care of your child?
Hey guys. Welcome back to Cozy Room. Check out Cozy Room Shop for show gear. Don't forget to follow the show and leave a review.
What documentation do you have set up to make sure that your child needs for nothing as they become adults? And a lot of parents don't have that set up. A lot of parents don't think about it. A lot of parents don't even have life insurance for their children. A lot of parents don't even have a savings account for their child, but head to toe, their child always looks great when they go out. They have all the shoes, all the games, all the toys. But as far as is your child financially taken care of in your absence, if you leave today, nothing set up. Nothing set up. But when it comes to godparents, it's not about finances always. It's about that guidance. It's about, I don't have to rely on this government to find a foster parent to take care of my child and my child be completely removed from everything they know. Right? So a godparent is basically a godparent guardian, okay? A mentor. And that's how you need to look at it. Someone you trust, someone you love, someone you care about, someone you value, someone who has standards, someone who has a moral ground, someone who has shown you time and time again that they will lead you to everything you need if you were blind. You know what I'm saying? Someone who is kind, someone who is giving, someone who is loving, someone who has empathy, someone who understands what a child needs. That's how you pick a godparent. And I'm not telling you have to have a godparent, but wouldn't you like to choose who would take care and be a parent to your child in your absence or their father's? Wouldn't that be nice to have that set up? That's how you have to think about it. It's like insurance for your child's well-being. Beyond financial, beyond college, beyond if they have a house, beyond if they have food to eat. Do they have somebody that truly knows them, loves them, and will remind them what you would want for them in your absence? So, if you're looking to pick godparents for your child, that's what you have to think about. If you're looking to pick godparents for the betterment of your children, that's what you have to think about. Someone who values education, someone who values protection, someone who values a child having confidence and learning how to protect themselves. That's what you have to think about. Who's a good role model for your son? Who's a great role model for your daughter? What are they going to be exposed to? What type of environment would they have to live in? You have to think about those things. That's a part of parenting, thinking about the things you don't want to think about that could happen. If you are thinking of saying yes to becoming a child's godparent in the absence of their parents, think about that responsibility that you would have to be willing to take on. And if you feel like that's something you can't manage, then be honest with your friend or the person asking you, I can't handle that. I don't want to think about that. I'm honored, but that's something I don't want. But I appreciate you asking me. Okay? But that's what I wanted to talk about. Very short, but I want people to think about it. I know it's not something nice. It's not glorious to think about. Oh, what if I'm not here for my child before they become an adult? Nobody wants to think about that, but things happen. Life happens, you know? You could be asleep and your heart stops. You could be walking and your heart stops. You could be grocery shopping and your heart stops. You could be at Disney World and, you know, that's it. You could be driving and something happens to your body while driving and, God forbid, other people get hurt. But, you know, you don't get to choose that unless you're trying to choose that, if you get what I'm saying. So think about it. It's a part of loving your child.